Freya is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war.
That's a special day of black programming, Saturday, February 4th, from 10 a.m. to midnight, right here on CKLN 88.1 FM.
For black music from the motherland to this land, join me, Milton Blake, on the Musical Triangle every Sunday at 4 p.m., right here on CKLN FM 88.1. 2 hours of reggae, R&B, soul.
Let's sail the ocean to South Africa. From the shores of Cape Town to Pretoria.
Soca.
Oh, oh.
And selected beats from the motherland. Information out of the black community and commentary on the black experience dealing with national and international issues. The Musical Triangle, with a poetic twist to music presentation, Sundays between 4 and 6 p.m. Melodies hard as a rock and gentle as a rosebud leaning against the nourishing ray of the morning sun.
Hi, this is Randy Travis, and when I'm in Toronto, I listen to CKLN-FM.
Hello?
Hello, Dr. Beter.
Hello.
This is Bob Dean in Toronto.
Yes, Bob Dean. How are you, Bob Dean?
Very good. How are you?
Fine. How's everything going with you?
Okay, now, I wouldn't normally bother you on a Sunday, but something very interesting has come up.
Oh, really?
A friend of mine has found somebody who represents a group of people who have millions of ounces of gold to sell.
You must be putting me on, Bob.
No, I wouldn't believe it myself, but I'm not putting it on, but my friend knew about me and had heard the interview with you on the radio where you said you represented a group who was sitting on $14 billion.
That's right.
Has anything come out of that?
Well, we haven't bought much gold, no.
Well, I'm serious. This guy that I'm talking to is very wealthy himself. His lawyer has found this group of people that want to sell gold. And they've been trying to do it for about 6 months, and they haven't found anybody.
But who they've been dealing with, Bob?
I don't know any more than that. I just called to see if you're interested, and then I'll go to his office tomorrow and start doing it officially.
I sure am. Now let me tell you the perimeters.
Okay.
Find out whether it's pebbles, sand.
It's Troy.
Huh?
He said the word Troy ounces.
Well, then I mean, is it in bullion form?
Okay.
Is it 12 and a half kilo bars?
Let me just jot this down, these points.
Right, go ahead.
First question, is it in bullion?
Bullion bars.
Bullion bars.
Bars. What size are they? 12 and a half kilos? What's their weight?
Okay, what size and weight?
Do they have an international acceptable hallmark?
Hallmark?
Hallmark, H-A-L-L-M-A-R-K.
Yeah, do they have an acceptable international hallmark, okay.
Which equals good London delivery. That equals good London delivery, which means 999.9 or better. Fine.
99.9 better, what, another word?
999.9 fine or better.
Fine or better.
Right. 3-9.
Yeah, 999.9.
That's right.
Makes 4 nines altogether.
That's right.
Right. Fine or better. Any other qualifications?
What price are they selling from the second London fix?
What price are they selling from the second London fix?
Do I get a discount from that?
London fix. And do you get a...
Does my buyer get a discount?
Does the buyer
get a discount from the second London fix? Suppose, Bob, it's $400, they fix the gold, you know, they fix it in the morning and in the afternoon, two fixings.
Right.
Suppose the afternoon fixing is $400. Would they give me 3%, 4%, 5% discount, or what?
Gotcha. I understand.
Right. And that's where we make our commission.
All right.
I get 1/4 of 1% discount.
Okay, I've got that. Do you want me to write that down, too?
Well, that's between you and me.
Oh, okay.
Now, in order for me to present that to my trust now, I've submitted so many of these, and they've turned out to be just flakes.
Right.
That they have now said, Peter, in order to avoid all these brokers and these crooks and these scams, we're going to authorize you to have you retain, they retain you as lawyer for $10,000.
Yeah, they retain you.
That's right, the seller.
That's right, I understand.
Because we found out, Bob, that as soon as I give them the all the information where they're supposed to make the offer into the bank, you know.
They take off?
Well, they try to go behind us. They try to go into the bank and say, will you protect our commissions? Whereas I give them telexes and corporate letters that we will protect their commissions. They go right to the bank and say to my representatives, my clients, do your clients, do these people, these account holders, do they have this much money to buy the gold? And the bank just clams up and doesn't even speak to them.
Jeez.
And so it's caused us a great deal of trouble, Bob.
A lot of harassment over nothing, right?
For nothing. And the telephone companies and the airplanes and all this sort of stuff get richer on us. And we've put in $60 million, $70 million here, there, and everywhere in Switzerland. And the guys are supposed to come in with the gold and they never show up. They take our buy orders, which we give them, and go out and raise money for their own personal use.
That's amazing.
So they go out and say, look, I got a buy order from Dr. Beter's client, and will you people chip in $10,000 or $20,000, and I'll go to Europe and look for this gold, when they didn't have the gold in the first place, Bob. So we're kind of disgusted, you know. So our main question now is, we will get Arthur Anderson or some other people, unless they will show us the gold, or show us the gold certificates.
Right.
If they have the gold certificates and they match up numerically and by number on the numbers that's stamped on the bars, then, brother, we will buy them yesterday.
Fantastic. So your fee was $10,000? Was that what you said?
No, my fee, our fee for you bringing me the thing, we would split 0.25%. So suppose the gold was sold for $400 an ounce, you and I would share $1 each.
Okay, so I'd
be... That's a lot of money, brother.
That's right.
That's an ounce. That's 0.25% per ounce.
Yeah.
Commission.
Yeah, now you said the figure 10,000. What was that
Well, that is to retain me to make sure that they got the gold.
Right, so
I give that to Arthur Anderson. You know who they are.
Right.
The auditors.
Yeah.
They got offices all around the world.
That's right.
And if you tell me where this gold is supposed to be, instead of me going there, Bob, I retain Arthur Anderson, and they go there with their auditors and accountants and look at it, verify it, and they call me up and confirm by a subsequent letter saying, yes, Dr. Beter, we have found the gold. It does exist.
I'm the MC.
Saying to Dave Paul was when we replayed the three interviews he did before Christmas on our new signal increase, and we had some good response, and Dave was going into the story about the formula for power has changed and how in a certain way there's no basis for power. And one of the young people on the staff asked me, what does he mean, what is the new formula? Now Dave, we're going to go into that in those interviews back then, but we didn't have the time.
All right.
Would you like to elaborate on what you meant? Because you've laid it out in the first three interviews.
All right. Now, the reason I didn't go into it is because it's actually very complex. And as a matter of fact, I don't know whether you knew it or not, but there was a reading the first time in years, which was given on the 13th of July. And you might say the formula again has been changed. In other words, there was a major change on September the 5th, 1969. Actually, it was occurring before then. There were thousands of, maybe millions of people all over the earth that helped establish what was called the Kahuna Ring by a constant prayer 24 hours a day in most of the zones of the world.
What initiated that action? Their own insights, or were they networked?
Well, the awareness group tied in with several other people. I don't know, remember whether they had already started it or whether they discovered that we were doing the same thing. We definitely were doing it, and it tied in with some other people, and it became where just our group was only one of many, but there was a lot of correspondence about it in Olympia, Washington during that time period. But anyway, as this energy... energy was placed out around the Van Allen belt. It was like in a donut form that it was supposed to expand. And as this donut form expanded, it became solid. And there was this process by which one could use a sort of an astral auto car or a swing to swing up to that level collectively. And experience that energy and create that energy and create in that energy. And the phenomena of alchemy that had come through the ages was where the alchemist would perform services for other people but keep a certain percentage of the energy for themselves. Sort of like a fee, so if you did something for somebody, they would never get 100% because you get part of it. You follow?
Yes.
All right, the phenomena of the new age was where that would be canceled. So that means all the old formulas, you see, once you could establish that you could get a portion of it, then the big boys kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger proportion. Whereas today it's 86% of the energy is controlled by 2% of the people.
Yeah, you're saying before, that little increment they'd keep themselves would accumulate.
Yeah, but originally it was supposed to be like 2%.
I see.
To the psychic or the alchemist.
But it flipped.
Right, the change in formula was where...
Wait, just a minute, Dave. Just to say, you're saying it back there was supposed to be 2%. It flipped where the alchemist would get 80%.
Yeah.
I see. Now, that process flipped. It flipped.
We're still living in it.
That one. Okay.
Before the time of the Egyptians. It flipped probably in Atlantis.
Okay.
But anyway, we're likely to see a level of awareness where that formula has changed consciously. But the way in which these energies of a new nature came about even involved the ritual of the Golden Dawn. The ritual of the Golden Dawn, which was a very powerful ritual, was done a long time, but in the awareness action, it was eventually stated that this would not be done monthly, that it would be done only one time on the completion of the alchemy class, that it would never be done as a regular monthly ritual because it was in the new age drawing too much energy to the psychic. And then letting go, the psychic was to be able to utilize less and less energy from others and more from inside. So therefore, the fee-taking was becoming a problem.
And that's in the mid-60s.
Well, of course, it probably even goes back for hundreds of years. But
okay.
It was in the mid-60s that this change started. It was late 60s, really, this change started. It got so much that we even found that we would no more have a high priestess, but the group counting would or phrasing everything would be done in different levels within the circle. That the hierarchies would be ended, and that the manipulation of energy of a negative nature and energy of a positive nature for magical purposes could be done, but the formula, the manner, was based on the old information was based on very strong polarization and explosion, and while everybody was distracted by the explosion and taking most of the positive energy. You see?
Yeah.
All right. With the studies of magic that we were teaching, the object was to teach people that when the negative energy came, that with great big neon signs would go out and say, big things are coming. And so we would have all... supposedly, the reaction to negative energy would be right at the ready for the positive energy, and we wound up getting 90% of it instead of 10%. And we're able to do incredible things on lesser and lesser energy, and teaching other people to do that. All right, when this became possible, that meant that we at very high spiritual levels could maintain through powerful energy throws, or etc. And that's when the formula was literally, the time was, see, time can be speeded up or slowed down to cause that energy to be dissipated, to miss its mark.
Yes.
To fail. All right, a series of things were done in that fashion up to September the 5th, and it caused time to be compressed, that events that were to occur in 30 years, in other words, the energy set up to cause events to occur in 30 years were caused to occur in as little as 5, and therefore their blow-off was no longer available for the future use.
Because...
Hello?
Yeah, now because you were using because you were using this different formula, this different technique of magic, is part of the process of speeding it up.
Yes, but the new formula hadn't arrived. We had a way to do it, but the new formula hadn't arrived until all kinds of these things that were totally destructive were fired off.
Right, so you were in an interface, an interval stage. You were dealing with the old formula effects, but the new formula hadn't arrived. You were swimming in between.
And so we had to build up the level, the capacity to create maybe 10 times the power that we normally would need in order to keep on doing something for a limited period of time. Now, when this finished, there were whole groups of people who wanted to play on with energy like that, and so they marched on playing like that, and those of us who were brilliant didn't. All right.
Would you say that Jonestown was a popular expression of that? Of carrying that old energy?
Oh, I don't know. I am highly suspect of Jonestown in relation to being a manipulation by very negative psychological
mind control
powers in very high levels of misinformation.
Even intelligence communities?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, I just threw that in. Now continue on. So some people carried on with...
I consider that not anymore... incredible than the fact that a number of people by intelligence communities who were killed under LSD.
Yeah.
And that when this was revealed, they basically said, what in the world can you do about it? And there's nothing could be done about it. You see, that this is... well, we were talking about the formula...
And the carrying on, yeah, this new formula comes in after September 5th, 69.
Yeah. Now, essentially what it is that the whole process by which energy could be put into a bank account of energy, you might say, sending energy ahead in order to pick it up later, follow?
Yes.
Caused the process so that this energy could not be sent ahead. That it could be a very enormous amount of energy be required to send any energy ahead that was definite. All right, that's rule number one. That means if anybody had built up magic and powers, or groups had, even for years and years and years, and had sent this stuff away, the odds are, by dealing with day-to-day affairs that had been caused to fire off 30 years in advance, that their bank accounts were used up far greater than they thought. And their notes over here to the side says, well, I've got enough already stashed out there for 30 years. I can just keep on doing this. When actually they didn't have anything out there at all. That whatever they were working on was their near-recent bank account. So what happened is all kinds of powerful negative organizations all over the world collapsed, and some of them are still collapsing. That they, you know, they're no longer functioning. Those areas that work with energy very closely in the present time are still surviving. See, delayed energy for use has no support. If there's an illusion out there still, it's definitely an illusion. That's why I think the corporate structures of America and the world, because they own so many of the corporations in the world anyway, are likely to to cave in within 3 years unless, for instance, unless very high taxes on corporations are passed, which would cause them some fairness, then their internal collapse is very likely within 3 years. I'd stay out of the stock market. If heavy taxes on corporations aren't passed within the next 6 months, I think everybody should get out of the stock market.
Right. Now, you mean by heavy if we tax them, then they lose more funding?
If you tax them, the likelihood of their survival is very good. If they manage to squeak through without paying that big tax, then get out of the stock market because within 3 years they'll collapse.
Well, how does the taxing them help them?
And what it does is it delays the collapse of society.
I see, yeah.
And that's the fact. See, once they have to start paying their money at that rate, they begin to scrutinize the actual spending. Right now, they don't care. They're making the money, and they're not having to pay any taxes. If they have to pay huge taxes and these huge bills are passed, you'll find the people who are paying all the taxes will start to question it, and that's about the only way to clean up the mess, is for huge corporations to challenge the government on what it is spending.
Okay, now, you mentioned that, just back there, let me just think for a minute. Those using energy present time.
Thank you. a little atomic bomb. Oh, just give me a little atomic bomb. Not too much, just a little. Enough to kill a horse in the street. But there aren't any horses in the street. Well, enough to knock the flowers from a bowl. But I don't see any flowers in a bowl. Enough then to frighten my love. But I don't have any love. Well, give me an atomic bomb then to scrub in my bathtub like a dirty and lovable child. I've got a bathtub. Just a little bomb, General, with pug nose, pink ears, smelling like underclothes in July. Do you think I'm crazy? I think you're crazy, too. So, the way you think, send me one before somebody else does. The hairy, hairy fist, and love will die. The dull haunches will sit in chairs and fart. See the paper flowers, old women in Lent, horse with broken leg, spider taking it in, wrinkles under bedpan chins, acromegaly, diverticulitis, tabes dorsalis, your soul filled with mud and bats and curses. And the hammers will go in. There will be the hairy, hairy fists. And love will die. Love will stroke the balls of your worst enemy. And your neck will ache. And toilet paper will stick in your crotch. And out the window, the same. Pictures of torture and murder and horror. Cats with birds, cats with mice, dogs with cats, blind men like ivory needing a shave, and the petulant and nasty children of the universe, stealing, climbing, planning, cutting, warring, all was so healthy. All was so strong. Your soul will feel so bad that the saliva will run from your mouth in cupfuls. Patches of paint and sores will appear on your face and under your arms. And sleep will be the last thing they will let you have. Men you could trust will fade like children's drawings. Your wife will hate you. Your child will ignore you. Your boss will fire you. The police will jail you, and there'll be no bottom. The soul will fall like a wounded bird of paradise into the most horrible, stinking swill of shit. And still no death. Still no death. You will fail at death, too. And there will not even be the peace of isolation, the final gray-black cellar. Just more hammers. More saws, more engines, More bad music, more relaxed voices of zero. You'll be ripped up and down until your clothing no longer fits you. You'll be the scarecrow, the rag, the smiling rag of a thing. And the enemy, which is everyone, will appear beautifully clothed, calm, smiling, driving smooth rolls of shining steel, and the sun will fall upon him like a flower. Your soul will feel so bad that you know it will not ever quite live again, and there'll be nothing you can do. Drink will not patch it. Prayer will not save it. Praise from the enemy will not heal it. Nothing will work. Nothing will be nothing like a harp with broken strings in somebody's corner, in somebody's misery garbage. While all around, like the 4th of July, like betting with a virgin, like champagne over the head of easy wildness, the force of other things and other ways will celebrate the occasion, their existence without you.
Watergate would have brought down an entire government. You know, we just don't get that excited here.
Barbara, you have another thought?
Yes, I do have another question for Mr. Rosin, who again was in the Central Intelligence Agency in operations for almost 20 years. Going back to the drawdown of our secret NATO stores, that even almost every member of Congress, except for the top levels of our intelligence committees in the Congress, don't even know about.
The president didn't know about it.
Even President Reagan didn't know?
No, Carter.
Oh, Carter, yes. Okay, if you could just...
It was put on, Al Haig.
That's what I was going to ask you. How did those stores get built up in the first place and then drawn down under the Reagan-Bush administration?
Well,
Al Haig's involvement.
They got built up by phony bookkeeping, by phony inventory keeping that, you know, when the Forgers were held, for instance.
Tell us what that is.
That's the maneuvers. Certain things went out and... or supposedly went out, never did.
And the reforgers were the rapid deployment force practices?
Right.
In Europe?
Exactly.
During the 1970s?
During the 70s. And that was systematically built up by double double entry bookkeeping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, probably... maybe one or two of our NATO allies, one or two people at the top know that that's happened.
But the rest don't. So our allies have been lied to, and they don't know that their own NATO stores were drawn down and been diverted to Iran from 1981 on.
But let me tell you, you have to also be honest and say that sometimes these things have good effects.
That's correct.
Because the drawing down was made possible because of the Kramer plan.
Yes, tell us what that is. Tell us who Fritz Kramer is.
Fritz Kramer is probably the most respected military planner in the Pentagon.
Today?
Yeah, he's a former SS general, actually a Nazi war criminal. But he's been in the Pentagon for God knows how long. Chief Military Planner. He's the guy that...
Chief War Planner, in fact.
Yeah. He's the guy Kissinger runs to when he really wants to know which end is up.
He, in fact, was one of Kissinger's mentors.
That's right. And Kissinger, and Haig, of course, is Kissinger's protege.
And so is Robert McFarlane of the Iran-Contra scandal.
Exactly. Now, the thing is this.
The Kramer plan.
Kramer figured out the following. The Russians knew about this... about these stores because...
That were built up in the 70s.
Yeah,
in
because
NATO.
The point was that that would give the Rapid Deployment Force at least 5, 6, or 7 days of conventional warfare before it became necessary to go to nuclear weapons.
In case of a war in Europe.
Right. And the Kramer plan was get rid of that stuff, let the Russians know that in the first 60 seconds, it gets hot, and there's going to be leaking, and the Russians will come to the table.
To the INF negotiating table.
Which, in fact, they did.
They did.
That's the real reason Gorbachev came, and not because he likes Reagan's blue eyes.
But this success, so-called, was bought at the expense of lying to our allies and diverting billions of dollars of U.S. arms from these secret NATO stores to Iran.
Would you agree with that, sir?
But you got to be realistic. Sometimes you do things like that. I mean, look, you know, we can talk...
Not all politics is honest.
Yeah, we can talk about a lot of bad things, but sometimes, you know, things have to be done that, you know, that may offend normal Christian sensibilities, but we don't live in a world in which everybody's good.
Well, it worked out for Europe, but let us not forget where they were diverted, which was to Iran, mostly, and to other places, and there are 1 million deaths in the Iran-Iraq war.
I mean, bring up...